Jarvis!
And that's how we
welcome back to the Upgrown Kids podcast. Today we're going to be talking about magic. Also, J.K. Rowling is a TERF.
What if she was listening to you right now? We just lost her and everyone else whose ears just started bleeding.
Fuck you, J.K. Rowling, you stupid bitch.
Oh, God.
All right.
Cool.
No one likes you. Don't ever listen again. We hate you. Go away. All right.
That's not starting. I might as well,
we have not discussed who
we
started.
All guys. Can I tell you about paganism? We're gonna talk about paganism. I'm just kidding. I don't know how you say it, but I think
it's paganism.
Yeah. So paganism is a religion.
Can I have the key back?
All right, my segment's over.
Oh no!
No, Mike, fall over! I fixed microphone.
You can't do that.
Yeah, my voice
That's
is
illegal.
My voice is peaking.
Okay.
Guys, what happened? You were like chilling, and then we tried to start the podcast, and then everyone started freaking out.
No one's freaking out.
Figure out how to put together a key.
I've never seen that
okay.
before.
Okay, let's go.
Alright, so paganism. Anyway, I already mentioned that it's a religion, so you know it's a religion.
You did? Because last time I checked, we were all screaming while you tried to talk.
Well, I tried to mention that it was a religion.
I heard it.
But paganism is a religion. Okay?
Wow.
Guys, did you hear me?
It's not a religion.
Can you please repeat it back to me, Eli?
It's not
paganism
a religion.
Is a religion.
Okay, well, anyway, it's like, technically, paganism goes back, like, a really long time, but the way we, like, interpret it now is just basically someone who worships deities that aren't, like another religion, I guess. Because there's sort of multiple, religions, I say in quotes, in paganism. Like, in paganism, you'll worship, like, Greek gods, Roman gods, Egyptian gods, Celtic gods, some other gods, and then, so it's at some point, I guess those were all their own religions, but now they're just part of paganism. But also, they're still, it's weird, because they're still, like, in some ways, sort of their own religion, but they're also, like, to a pagan worshiper, they're, like, not. Or it's sort, it's like, they can be considered their own religion. But often, someone who practices it will consider themselves pagan instead, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
So, pagan people, it's like a really, loose term. Like, it's not, a lot of different people consider themselves that, and it can mean a lot of different things. So the part I was going to, branch into about it is, witchcraft, because, well, sort of. Because I met two people that practice paganism, but one of them, they said they were a witch, and that's, so they specifically were into, Wicca, I guess, but yeah, so I knew someone who, thought they were a witch, and they, really took it seriously, so they had a book of shadows, is the first thing I learned about, which is, it's like a witch's diary, so basically it's just, it can be anything, you could, do it in your notes, I guess, on a computer. Or you could, buy a journal.
Like a grimoire, or no?
What's a grimoire?
It's like a book of spells, right?
It's a book of spells. Like this, which I have.
Yeah,
it's a grimoire.
It's similar to that.
So it's primarily, stuff, activities, rather than, a recording of experiences?
No.
Right.
It's...
Do you want me to go ahead, Mother? Because
this is
grimoire.
I'll tell you what they had. So it was, basically... It was like a diary, but the main focus of what they were, pondering in it was witchcraft. So they would talk about, stuff that happened to them, but then they would apply witchcraft to it. And, that was part of it. The other part of it is just they would have pages, dedicated to, spells or how to build altars or rituals or potions and, all this stuff that you can learn about as a witch. And I guess they were, like, pretty into it. They would, like, write in it, like, every day, so pretty crazy. And I guess people who do it for a long time have, like, tons of books of shadows. But also, some of them look cool. Like, sometimes people, like, buy, like, fancy, like, leather-bound journals, and they look really cool. But, yeah. And then, anyway, they, like, worshipped demons, too. And they worshipped three demons. And they were, like, I don't know if they were Wiccan demons or, like, Christian demons or where they got the names, but...
Your friend did?
Yeah. Oh. But they were,
Are we still talking about paganism or witchcraft now?
Mostly just witchcraft.
All right.
It's still... But some people still consider...
Same and different.
Some people consider this the same thing.
Paganism is, like, a conglomeration.
Yeah, exactly. It's, like, a conglomeration.
So, like, you can, like, add, like, anything.
Well, I have another example that I'll tell you after this one.
All right.
That's also paganism, I guess. And it's, like, way different. But anyway, this person would, Well, actually, it's not that different. But, yeah. Anyway, this person would, like, build these altars. So it's, like, all this stuff that, like, I guess has, like, some symbolic meaning. And then they would, like, make sacrifices to it. Which I don't know what that means. I don't think it was, like, sacrificing animals.
Yeah.
It was, like, sacrificing, like,
sacrificing
a personal...
Something of value.
Like, something of value or a personal object that you care about.
What would a sacrifice entail? Like, would it, like, involve
just,
destruction
like,
or just giving up?
Usually just adding it to the altar.
Alright.
And leaving it there.
What was the name of... Do you have the names of the demons?
Yeah, I can remember... I'm trying to remember. I think one was Beelzebub.
Oh.
So, the devil.
That's
Lucifer.
The word of the devil, yeah.
Yes.
Then I don't think it was, because I don't think they said they worshipped the devil. It was, like, something else. I cannot remember. One was, God, what was it? Was it, like, Asmodeus or something? That sounds like a demon name.
That is a demon name.
It might have been that. Was it? I feel like one of them was a demon king. Is that Asmodeus?
Demon king. That should be Asmodeus.
Because it might be Asmodeus.
That's osmosis. That's not the right thing.
Asmodeus is a prince of demons. The king of early earthly spirit. Yeah, I think Asmodeus is one of them. And then there was a third one that I literally just don't remember what it was. But... I guess, like, the main thing with... This is, like, more of a paganism thing than a witchcraft thing, but usually whatever you worship has specific traits that help you in life with certain aspects of your life.
Right.
So, like, I think one of them they worshipped, like, helped them, like, get more, like, riches and, like, fame and success, and one of them helped them get more, like, better relationships or something. So there's stuff like that that helps you with certain things. Yeah, it was pretty interesting. And then I'll go on to the next person unless someone has anything to add to that.
You used to practice some form of witchcraft, right? Is what you told us in the religion episode?
Yeah, well, I'll get to that. Sort of. Yeah. I'll say that as, like last part of this.
Okay.
But, so the next person was also pagan, and they, instead of calling themselves a witch, they just called themselves pagan. And they worshipped people from the Greek pantheon. And they, specifically, they were into, like, Hermes and Aphrodite. And they also had altars that they made sacrifices to, but that was, like, all they did. Like, they didn't do any of the witchcraft stuff. They just had the altars.
Yeah.
And they got... And, like, I talked to them about it, like, in depth. And they really got, like, a lot out of it, I guess. Like, it really meant a lot to them to, like, spend time with these, like, deities, and they would, like, do... They would, like, dedicate a lot of time with them per week.
Yeah.
And they, would make sacrifices to them and whatnot.
I knew someone who was supposed to practice witchcraft, but, like, they did, like, something, like, exactly what you just described. So they said that they left offerings to Zeus and, like, felt, like, a deep, like, emotional connection to him, actually. And I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah, they felt, like, a deep connection. And they, like, once again, they helped with certain aspects of their lives. Like, I think Aphrodite helped with, like, relationships and, like, beauty, which, you know, makes sense. And Hermes helped with, like, something, I don't remember.
Speed. Wait, I don't know what Hermes was.
He helped with delivering the mail.
Who was Hermes in Greek mythology? Oh,
He did have the boots with wings.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay, wait.
Yeah.
What is he in a gun? Oh, yeah, trade, wealth, luck, fertility, animal husbandry, sleep,
what the hell?
Language, thieves, and travel.
Well,
so,
he
yeah,
probably
I was right when I said speed.
He probably helped with, like, wealth
animal
and luck. For him, I'm guessing.
Nice, yeah, that makes sense.
But I don't know. But, yeah, and then going back to the thing, if I practice witchcraft is, like, yes, but not really. Like, I never got that far into it, and also I didn't believe in it. I just wanted to, like, do it for fun.
Attempt it, right?
Yeah. Well, it's, like, the reason I did it is kind of funny, but I'm not going to say it on the podcast.
Can you cut it out? I'm curious.
Yeah, it was because I, like, really liked the person that was doing it, and I wanted to, like, get closer to
it. Who was it?
Bro, that's a great
it's
story.
Someone you guys don't know.
Oh, someone from Colorado?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, maybe.
Maybe?
I might leave that part in. We'll see. But, yeah, that's why. That's the main reason I did it. But
wow.
That's a great way to start witchcraft, let me tell you.
Who wants to hear about Asmodeus? Or Asmodee?
I
sure,
do.
But
because I just spent like the last 5 minutes trying to figure out where he was in this book.
I was like, what are you doing?
Here I have what's called, this is the Lesser Key, right?
Yeah.
I have what's called the, I'm going to butcher this name so bad, Lemegeton, which is a complete collection of 5 books from called the Lesser Keys of Solomon, where Solomon was a Jewish king.
That could have been so bad.
Spell?
No.
So, Solomon is a Jewish king.
Oh my.
He made this grimoire, basically, which is composed of 3 parts. If you only buy 1 part of the 3, you're not going to be able to understand it, but you've got his testament, the greater key, and the lesser key. And specifically, in the Arsgothia, which is a collection of, I believe it's like 71 different spirits, you have Asmodee, which is also Asmodeus, which is a king spirit who was the great king. And as it says here, the 32nd spirit is Asmodee, or Asmodei. He is a great king, strong and powerful. He appeareth with 3 heads, whereof the first is like a bull, the second like a man, and the third like a ram.
Nice.
He hath also the tail of a serpent, and from his mouth issue flames of fire. His feet are webbed like those of a goose. He sitteth upon an infernal dragon, and beareth in his hand a lance with a banner. He is the first and choicest under the power of Amaimon. Not sure who that is, but I can look that up in a second.
Not only does he offer you invincibility, but he can also help you with that math. So
he's basically a demon of truth.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Because
oh,
he can't lie, but to get to him, you have to get past this Amaimon person demon spirit character who will try to deceive you, where if I'm going to guess here, if you get deceived, you're dead. But if you see Asmodee and you call him out saying, art thou Asmodee, then he tells you the truth. Sort of like a genie.
Nice.
If that makes sense.
That's cool.
That person probably, like, worshipped him for, like, knowledge or something.
Amaimon?
No, the Asmodee. Whatever.
What? Solomon?
No.
Yeah, the only works I ever read by
the
Solomon.
The person I knew.
Oh,
yes. Yeah, because here I've got the seals, the way to trap, and the way to summon him.
Bro.
As well as the other 72 spirits.
The only thing that I ever read from Solomon before was the Song of Solomon, which is, like, entirely different from
that. It has no relation.
I know. Was that, like, a side hobby?
What?
This is really weird.
Wait, you mean the book?
Oh, wait, this is a different Solomon.
This is from the 18th
okay.
century.
Okay, see, you could have clarified that. I was really confused. I was like,
so,
this is...
Where's his
Solomon?
Testament? This is King Solomon.
Different King Solomon.
So his testament here was presumably written sometime in the 1st century AD, or as late as the 5th century. Yeah. this is the story of him and demons. That's what the testament is. Basically, this is a collection of his journeys capturing demons and ridding them, or binding them to different urns and jars.
Does he ever eat them?
No, why would you eat a demon? That's just asking
for
possession.
Well, you put them
possession.
In a jar.
Hmm? Yes, because it's a jar made of metal.
Like
which
a jar of jelly.
To
except it's a demon.
Spread it on your toes. Eat it for breakfast.
Okay.
Demon for breakfast.
I'm going to jump back into this and look up Amaimon. Who wants to should go next as I try and figure out what the
Well, I still have one more section that's not related
yeah, what the heck?
Go ahead, I will figure out who this man is.
You guys want to know how to make a potion?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Do you want to know how to make a getting a job potion?
Yes, I know a job. This would be helpful.
So you use a square of green cloth, fill it with bay laurel, lavender, and high John the Conqueror root.
What?
And then add four other herbs governed by the planets.
Alright.
So, if you want, if you want a job that's in the outdoors, for example, and agricultural and easygoing and enjoyable, then you choose something based off of the sun. And if you want a job that is involving psychology and women's work or health, for some reason, then you choose one based off the moon. And then there's other planets, too. So, people do this for real, I guess.
Yes.
What do you do with it? Do you, like, eat it? That doesn't sound like something you can drink.
It says,
or do you just, like, keep it in the bag and, like, keep it on you as, like, a
chore? No, you bring it with you, I think.
To the job interview.
Yeah, you, like, bring it. Yeah, literally. You bring it to the job interview. And, like, hide it or something.
There's a great video from Jubilee, which is,
my God.
Talking to someone who does practice witchcraft, and it's really interesting to listen to because of his, how he explains what he does. And he does it full-time as a job, which is interesting, because I never knew that could be your job.
There's things you can do that are more than just that. Let me get into this. Like, I want to go through at least two more examples.
All right.
Cool, go ahead.
So, do you want to know how to stop someone who's being unfaithful?
No.
With a knife.
Just kidding, yeah.
So you take...
Bro, wait, one moment. Did you know, in Colombia, it's legal for a wife to kill her husband if she finds him cheating on her?
I'm not surprised. Colombians...
Colombians are great.
Wait, what? Say that again?
You get to listen to...
You can kill your unfaithful husband in Colombia.
But only if you catch him. If you think he's unfaithful, even if he tells you he's unfaithful, you can't shoot him.
But if you catch him in the act...
But if you catch him in the act, then you win.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. So, to stop someone as being unfaithful, you need half a cup of sandalwood powder, half a cup of lavender,
nice.
2 cups of cinnamon powder,
good stuff.
1/4 cup of lilac, 2 teaspoons of tobacco, 1 cup of power seeds, I don't know what power seeds are, 1/2 cup of orris root powder, 2 teaspoons of allspice, 1/4 cup of vervain, 1/2 cup of, or teaspoon of saltpeter.
Okay.
Saltpeter? I don't know what that is. And then you mix it in a wooden bowl and cover it with a piece of cloth. And you have to mix it really well or it won't work. And then you burn it in the evening. And then your partner will lose all sexual interest in others.
Okay. No. That actually...
Let's test it! Who has a girlfriend or boyfriend?
none of us.
I can tell already, though, that smells really good and I want to burn that just for the heck of it. Because, like... Also, wait.
I'm not a simp. I don't date. That's dumb.
This should probably be said in the beginning. Don't do any of this.
Don't do any of it.
If you actually want to go into Wicca or witchcraft or any of this,
no,
do
it.
Your research.
Do it.
Get the
do
proper.
It.
Get the proper
do
text.
It.
And then do it once
you know
what the hell you
want to know another
well, if you
one?
Do, let us know how it goes, though. I'm curious.
Do you guys want to know how to?
Where the hell?
Do you want to know how to fly?
Yes.
Let's try
with
it right
a plane.
Now.
So. If you are listening, you need to follow this recipe exactly. You then
Stop.
Need to climb a 12-story building.
Oh my god.
And then jump off, and you will be okay. We promise.
We do not promise.
Seal of approval.
Seal of approval.
I've tried it.
FDA approved. I tried it myself last night, and I bounced off the pavement.
Winter, you were jumping
off. I got 8 seconds of air time.
Winter, you have too many drinks last night. You jumped off the table.
Well, close enough. Alright, here's how you make it.
Did you just...
Half a cup of lard... Wait, am I peeking?
You're peeking again.
Sorry, guys.
Also, those recipes sound like they involve a heck ton of materials. Like,
thank you. Shut up, Eli. I'm gonna teach you how to fly.
Reminds me of my days when I was in the
shower. Shut up,
Sophia.
Like, Shut up. I'm gonna teach you how to fly if you shut up.
I'm listening.
How did that not peak?
Alright, here's what you need to do.
Because my voice is too
you
sexy
get,
for the audio.
Shut up, Eli. You get half a cup of lard or vegetable shortening.
I hate that word so much.
Either one, but lard. I prefer lard myself.
If you want lard, just go to a Mexican market.
I usually have a large tub of lard, and I just take some out, throw it in there.
Do you add it to your demon breakfast sandwich?
I do, quite often, in fact. Anyway, after the lard, you need 3 teaspoons of mugwort.
What?
I don't know what that is. I don't know what mugwort is, but you need it. And then you need 3 drops of dragon's blood sap. Whatever that is.
That, I believe, comes from a tree. Let's see.
And then, well, it is sap, so yeah, probably. And then you melt the fat over a low heat. Add the mugwort and dragon's blood sap. Leave it on the heat for 9 minutes or until the herbs are... fried, and then you pour it into a glass container and let it cool. Anoint a few places on your body, so like, you know, get it on your arms, put it in your armpits, maybe rub a little up your butthole.
Oh my god. You're gonna give people some serious rashes. They're gonna be so pissed.
It'll quit.
All over your face.
Next time you poop, it'll feel amazing.
Okay, well, if you're curious, mugwort is a type of...
I actually do use it as lube sometimes, too.
Winter!
Can we both kick him off the podcast now?
Stop! This is the most
It'll slip right in.
What will? What will?
Don't, we don't
what
even...
What is it?
Mom!
So, anyway, after you've anointed it on a few places in your body... you can fly.
And lard.
Like, that's it. You can fly.
Wait, that's it. Do I gotta wait for it to dry?
Yeah. Also, the author here said that they have other flying recipes that are too like secretive for them to give away. But if you're mature enough, you can email them. So, email the author, guys,
Eli,
and you can learn how to fly
demons.
Them.
Oh no, never mind.
What, Oliver?
Bro.
I'm trying to figure out...
Anyways, guys, that's my section. I'm done.
What?
Yeah.
What kind of Wi-Fi is this? That's messed up, bro.
Thank you for listening to the Upgrown Kids podcast.
Oh, excuse me?
I'm done now.
Oh, no, there it is. It is. Okay.
Yeah,
who wants to go on next while I'm going down my rant, or do people want to hear about the Keys of Solomon? As I can't find this one flippin' demon in this book.
I'll wait, because it seems like that's important.
You can go.
So if you want to go, actually.
I don't
want to
go at all. My research is terrible.
Bro, I am looking forward to it.
Just read some potion recipes and you'll be all good. We should just have a short that's called Reading More Potion Recipes.
Oh my god.
It'd be funny.
Potion recipes.
Why the
Wait, oh my god. That was, guys, disclaimer. That was Flying Ointment 2. I didn't read Flying Ointment 1 yet.
Oh, God.
Can
this
I go
climber.
Over Flying
Don't
Ointment
Don't listen 1? To Winter.
Let's listen to Flying Ointment 1. All right.
Oh, my God.
So, you're going to need some more lard. Another quarter of a cup.
Is lard like a key ingredient?
Lard is important in
Bro,
life.
Lard, a high calorie. You use, like, lard, X amount of calories while you're flying.
This is why I love lard so much. Lard is just the best. Alright, half a teaspoon of clover, 1 teaspoon of chimney soot, 1/4 teaspoon of mugwort again, 1/4 teaspoon of vervain, 1/2 teaspoon of benzoin tincture.
Oh, I actually know what that is.
And then you use a mortar to crush the dried herbs into a fine powder. Then you melt the lard on a low heat in a pot or in your cauldron. If you don't have a cauldron, then you're literally the worst. Everyone should have a cauldron. I have 7, actually. You then add the herbs and mix it well. Add the tincture and stir diosil. I don't know what that means. I'm probably pronouncing an obvious word wrong. for about 10 minutes. And then you put it in jars, and then you eat it.
Oh.
Actually, I don't know if you eat it. I just said that.
I eat mine,
and it tastes delicious, so you should eat yours. The lard is the best part, not gonna lie. But also, I really like the 1 teaspoon of chimney soot.
What's going on?
I don't know. Yeah, honestly, I don't know what tastes better, the lard or the chimney soot, but one of them is really good.
Chimney soot is my favorite. Just kidding. I really want to get a tobacco candle.
What?
That just sounds amazing.
What?
Tobacco candle.
I want to get another tub
of
lard.
It's like, okay, so it's like, let me look it up one second.
It's a candle that smells like tobacco.
Oh, wait, this thing
kind of. It doesn't smell like a cigarette, let me tell you. It's like a warm, rich scent, essentially. And so it's like, it can either just be like artificially scented or naturally scented, actually.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's just like a warm, homey scent.
Wow, I love naturally scented scents.
I
love going out into nature and just sniffing everything.
Rotting salmon.
I just imagine like when you're going on a hike with people and like falling like really, really
just
behind.
Like on all fours, like just sniffing.
No, people are dragging you and your face is just in the dirt.
Delicious.
I wish I was a dog, then I could smell things better.
Go get a surgery and make your smelling better.
No, I don't think that's possible.
Yeah, it is.
I don't think they have that.
Yeah, it is. I've gotten it.
Really?
Yeah, because my allergies, I had to get surgery on my nose.
No, you didn't.
Dead ass.
No, you didn't. I do not believe you.
I have had 3 surgeries, none of which were on my nose.
Stop pulling sneaky on me.
I had a surgery on my toe.
I thought you had one on your ear.
I did also have one in my ear, but the better one is my toe.
The better one? Was it more enjoyable?
It made my toe longer by an inch.
Are you serious? I don't...
I had a toe that was this big,
such
and they
bullshit.
Made it a inch longer.
Yeah, alright.
Bullshit, I call it.
Yeah, that did not happen. Alright, what?
I broke
is someone gonna
six
go?
Noses.
Like, I'm done. Like, please, someone go.
I have
go.
Broken 6 noses.
Okay, you told me that.
Yeah.
That is an actual fact?
Like, can someone go? God, guys.
Yes.
Bro.
Sure.
Not it.
Eli?
Also not it.
God damn it. Ha! Okay. Cool.
What? Is the lard not working right for you?
It doesn't hit right.
So, let's go back a few thousand years.
Let's not. Let's just.
I remember the good old days.
When society was, like, just becoming a thing.
That was nice.
What, were you the ruler?
She
or
probably
something?
Wasn't nice, actually.
No, I wasn't their ruler.
What were you? Dead?
Yeah.
Peasant.
Oh, why were those days were nice compared to
I
now?
I was a pleb.
What?
Why did I just go quiet?
Because they didn't know what a pleb was.
You don't know what a pleb is?
Isn't that like just a peasant?
No.
It's a plebeian.
Yeah.
What the hell does that mean?
You don't know
you
what a plebeian
are
is?
Guys,
no.
Cultured swine. Let me look it up.
It's
for
basically,
you.
Yeah, it's basically a peasant.
Plebeian. It's like the opposite of like.
What the hell
don't
are
know what
those
is.
Words?
Okay.
Oliver, you
it's
are
basically
the same
a peasant.
In ancient Rome, a general body of free Roman citizens who were not patricians, as determined by the census, or in other words, commoners.
You could have just said a commoner. That would have
okay,
been...
well, I was reading along with you guys. Sheesh.
How did you not know that definition by heart? And just
well, when I looked it up, it just said a commoner, and I was like, yeah.
That's because it's your phone.
Okay. Well, sorry.
Okay, so let's jump back to the 1800s.
Yeah.
That's when I was born.
You have Solomon here. He decides he's a king, and he's going to go out and trap a bunch of souls and stuff. And
why?
Because,
was
you know...
Was he the king of an actual country?
He Jerusalem.
Okay, then what was he doing capturing souls the whole time?
I mean, he is a king. He doesn't have a lot to do.
He has a heck ton to do. What are you talking about?
That's true.
Kings actually had stuff to do back then.
Well,
some didn't.
As a king, right. If you're trapping souls, trapping demons to protect your people, I mean...
Oh yeah, I guess that's fair.
That's a very big thing. So anyways, now on, we have his grimoire. The original one, I don't remember where it exists. It's in the museum. You can go check it out if you want. But in front of me, I have written copies of what's in the grimoires and with better illustrated versions. Basically, we photo-scanned the book and then said... Let's make this look actually legible. So, if you're interested, there's three books. It's the Testament of Solomon, the Greater Key of Solomon, and the Lesser Keys of Solomon, because this isn't just one book. But basically, all of these books are what they're used to build emphasis on and build structure to mythological worlds. So, one common example is the TV show Supernatural. That the whole basis of how that story works, if you look at their demon trap in that TV show, all of that comes from the Lesser Key of Solomon, because Lesser Key of Solomon is the list of the 72 demons. You have your spirits of day and night, and you have spirits of direction, which is not what they're called.
Oh, can I see that? That's kind of cool.
You have in here all the different sigils. You have the sealants. Everything in here is black and white in the books, but you have color codes, because it's not like Supernatural where they just draw a circle and stuff in it in white chalk. Everything actually has, like, set colors. So, let's see here. If I pull up a sigil, so Hexagram of Solomon, it tells you the circle, hexagon, and T-cross in the center is outlined in black. Maltese cross is black. The five exterior triangles of the hexagram, where a bunch of stuff is written, is filled in with bright yellow. The T-cross in the center is red, and so on. So all of this is really, really detailed.
It was probably really expensive back then, because of, like...
It's
a heck ton of
it sounds like some guy just made up a bunch of stuff and put it in a book.
Honestly, this wouldn't be available back then.
Given the descriptions, it's kind of funny.
This wouldn't be available back then. This was the first edition, which was built off of the Grimoire, was 1914 by Samuel Mathers. And then I believe the Lesser Key I have here is the... I don't remember what edition this is. The Lesser Key was 2017, the Greater Key was 2016 for a new edition, and the revised edition was, for the Testament, was 2015. The Testament is the one that's most not understood. It's the most mysterious part of this entire text, but it's what you need to understand the Greater Key and what you need to understand the Lesser Keys.
So nobody understands anything?
They half understand it.
All right.
But the Testament's just the most mysterious, because this is the Testament's his story of what happened, and him and the demons, and him going through Jerusalem. So let's see, if I pull up the one page in here, which is the foreword, it is the story of Solomon and his demons, and of the construction of the Temple of Jerusalem thereby. And it does say that it's not part of the Christian Bible, or from constructs of the Christian Bible, but there are references in here, like you have... Yersel? No, that's not how you say his name. Hey, Eli?
Yeah.
Yippee.
That is Yersel?
I have my own opinion. I'm definitely an authority in all subjects.
I can say it perfectly if you let me try.
He is dependent.
Alright.
I'm trying to pull up. There's a lot of pages in these things. He is dependent on different directions. So all this, there's so many different symbols to be memorized. There's different, like, additions of symbols.
What?
Yeah, it gets wacky.
Wait, additions?
Oh, there's so many cool symbols.
So, like, 10 plus 10 is 12.
20. Oh, here we go. Uriel, that's one.
That
Ariel,
like
the Little Mermaid.
That's what I was thinking.
Uriel.
It's like, as Wario is to Mario, Uriel is to Ariel.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically, they're all given their connotations of the elements, their seasons, and then their direction. Because a lot of witchcraft is direction-based. And a lot of religions, like if you look at Muslims, for example, or specifically Islam, when you pray, you always pray towards the direction of the... I believe you pray towards the direction of the Kaaba. Again, I'm not entirely sure. I really should know this, but...
I know you do. I just don't know what it's called, but yeah.
Yeah, so you do pray in the direction of the Kaaba, which is in Jerusalem. So no matter where you are, you're always facing that direction. And you see that in a lot of different religions where you're based in a certain direction. And that's the same thing with what's in the Lesser and Greater Keys of Solomon, where when you're trying to summon or trap one of these demons, or as they're called, spirits in the book, everything is direction-based. So you have to set your thing up facing in a certain direction, and everything has to be done pretty well and has to be on point, because if you do something wrong or say something wrong, then nothing's going to work. And I think that's one of the biggest things with magic, is that it's very specific. There's two different ways that I've heard of magic being interpreted. There is, if you don't say something properly, it doesn't work, and if you don't say something properly, it causes like, small little problems to occur. Like, you say, like, you're doing a chemical reaction and you add the wrong amount of something and you get a different outcome. Same thing, you're going to get a different outcome with magic, but that different outcome stacks with other outcomes from people not doing it properly, and that eventually causes major problems down the line. So, fun magic stuff. I'm sitting, like, a frog.
That sounds, like, way more specific. No, that's not the right word.
What?
Like, I don't know. It seems like it requires, like, a lot more than, like, witchcraft. Because, like, with the potions, it was, like, you know, there were specific amounts, but, like, not super specific directions on how to, like, combine and use them.
Yeah.
And then, apparently from what I'm hearing here, it's, like, everything has to be perfect.
Well, this is, like, some game that had a lot of free time. Mine is by some random person online.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, this is viewed as, like, the most, one of the best grimoires. Or from what I know, this is one of the highly regarded grimoires. Just because of its, mostly because of its popularity. But there are other texts that people use, and I said this beforehand, there are people who do this for a living.
I'm impressed.
Who
go
through all this. Yeah. Like I was telling you, what is it? The Jubilee video on Ask Me Anything with a witch. And he did it. He was a witch for a living. Like, he made a job out of it.
Wait,
he
taught
others to be a witch.
You said he's a witch?
He.
So he's not a wizard. Is that
a
term?
Witches isn't a gender, it's a gender neutral term.
Yes.
Then where did wizard come from?
Technically, warlock is the opposite.
In modern times, like, it doesn't matter what gender you are, you can be a witch.
Yeah. But that one also was interesting, because he was saying how when you're doing spells or something, like what Winter was saying, when you do a spell onto another person, where people will normally come into a shop and ask for a spell of love or spell something like that, when you do a spell onto another person, then you have the ability to have that spell done onto you.
Oopsies.
So it's like, every time you open a door to affect another person, that door is equally opened onto you. Which happens a lot also, where it's like an action-reaction pair from physics.
But then how come that person could be affected? Because they didn't open a door.
Well,
like, what?
It's weird. Magic in general is weird. There's a lot of specifics and a lot of different things that you can go into. And a lot of different variations on magic from different, like, sub-religions is what I'm going to call them, or different, like, subcultures of magic and different things, where it gets really messy really quickly, and it's, unless you're a practicing Wicca person, it gets complicated fast, and I think, Winter, you're the only person who came close to being practicing Wicca.
It got very complicated.
So, yeah, it gets complicated.
That's why I stopped. Because it was overwhelming. There was, like, so much. It was, like, there's no way anyone's ever learned all of it. It was, like, too much.
Well, it depends on what exactly they're focusing on. Because, like, something like this.
There's literally thousands of deities.
Yeah.
In witchcraft to learn about.
Yeah, no, it depends on where you're focusing on whether or not, on what you memorize.
There has to be a focus.
Yes. If you don't focus on something, you're gonna die.
It's probably just,
yeah,
like,
you have to, like, specialize
world
in
world literature.
It's, yeah.
It's like, you can't do that.
It's like,
well, you probably kind of can, but not effectively.
No. It's like, you can't learn every single language in the world. You can learn many, but you can't learn all of them. So you choose your emphasis, or you choose your focus, and then go on from there.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Hey, Parrot. How's it going over there?
Gucci.
Wanna do some talking?
I just looked at tarot cards. That was it.
Tell us about tarot.
What do you want to know?
Anything. Everything.
Whatever.
Tell us.
How do the rules work? And I have several questions after you go through a general thing.
I'm not an expert. I have 7 tarot card decks at home.
Fancy. 7?
Yeah.
They're just fancy,
oh my God.
Bro.
I have my
nice
first one my mom gifted me. I used to be, like, super obsessed with them. It was a steampunk one. Super freaking cool.
Huh.
But yeah, so they're used to either tell, if not all, the past, present, and future, to either predict it or, you know, give insight on it. They were actually started in Italy in the 1450s to the 1470s, kind of that era. The word tarot comes from a German word, which is tarot or tarok. I don't know how to pronounce it, C-H at the end versus just the O. And it basically means uncertain or foolishness. So I don't know. So I guess they're calling everyone fools by this point. And then...
Yeah.
Or maybe, like, you were a fool before you used the tarot card.
Oh, that makes sense. See, I was taking it as only fools use tarot cards. I don't know.
Well, why would they name it that?
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know who named it. I don't know. I just thought that was
why,
what was that?
Oh, okay.
A fool. Here, I'll look who named them.
I'm assuming someone, who the person who named them probably, like, believed in them.
Yes.
Here, I'll look it up. Who named tarot
cards? I am a fool, but I also use cards.
To be a fool.
Tarot cards are interesting.
Yeah, he's just like, yeah, this is really dumb, but I do it anyway.
Yeah, it doesn't say who. It just says, well, there's several different places where it's read it. But it's a form of cardomancy, which is basically just using cards to tell the future or the past and present.
Cardomancy.
Yeah, I'd never heard about that, and then I looked it up, and it's literally the definition of tarot cards. I'm like, I don't know if
Damn.
It's other decks or like other version of tarot cards that aren't tarot cards.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
Yeah.
Your turn, Eli.
Wait,
Eli,
I have a question.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't know. I can't answer. Go ahead. What's the question? Let's hear it.
Okay. So I thought it was only your future, but it can tell you your past.
It can explain your past.
It can explain your past.
Yeah, like there's different like setups because different setups will give you different like information. All
right.
Mm-hmm. And so the only one that I've ever done is where you basically are drawn to it. Like you pick three out and you put them in an order that feels right before without looking at them. Like only the backs up. And then when you flip them over, the past will give you, like, a general definition, and you'll look more into that card, and that card may give you, like, a general idea of what, I guess, you're looking for, because you can have certain questions, or you could be asking just for your overall idea. Like, the present could be, like, what you're feeling right now. It could be explaining it, you know? Like, if I feel really, really bad all of a sudden, you know, you pull out a tarot card deck and be like, well, this might be the reason.
Hmm.
That would be an example of it. It's weird.
Mm.
I don't know.
You pull out a tarot card, you have cancer.
Well,
oh,
you're dying tomorrow.
Because tarot isn't that specific.
No,
okay.
It's not.
Also,
it's interpretation entirely.
My other question is, how many times can you do it? So, like...
As many times as you want.
Okay, so
right?
Can I read my future and then not like the future and then reread the future?
Nope.
Or
and then your
no,
future changes.
No, so there's different cards and all of them have very, very vague meanings. So basically, like...
Sorry.
It's just the way you interpret those meanings. So you could have a different card when you do that future, but
can
you just
go to the future.
Yeah, it's a time traveling kit, actually.
Oh my god! I want to go to 2040. We should go to 2048 and see. Or wait, that's the game.
We're gonna be all dead.
What's that one movie with like Blade Runner or whatever? Blade Runner
2082.
No, it's not 2082. It's like
Back
before
to the
that.
Future?
Back to the Future.
2049.
Yeah, Blade Runner 2049. We should
that.
Do that and like see if it looks like that. See if it's like
100.
An
to be fair,
and there's like robot.
The sky was pure red, and it's pure red in California. So
true.
The moon was red last night. Did you guys see that?
Yeah, we were
I
getting
like,
smoke in again.
Yeah,
I
actually like
driving
to
your
driving,
house. I saw it.
Smelled
yeah.
it. I was like,
yeah.
It
yeah,
like
I had like. I went and got my allergy shots yesterday, and I, like, had a terrible reaction, and then I couldn't breathe for, like, 2 hours.
I hotboxed my room, and then I realized that it
You're
was
You're the reason for
outside.
All the smoke outside? You're the reason why...
I had a gender reveal party in the backyard.
The fact
that started
gender.
A fire.
Oh, my God.
The gender was unassigned because I'm woke.
Did they ever put the names out there of who made that, who threw that party? Or
I don't think they did.
Because those people
that.
Are probably feeling so bad now.
They would get so much hate. Someone was trying to kill them, I think.
Oh, probably.
You'd like.
Waiting for the names to be drawn out.
Whose turn is it, Eli?
Yeah, I'm like the only person who has a call.
Yo, then.
Alright! I decided to focus on voodoo. And specifically, okay, so voodoo has, like, a heck ton of different branches and stuff, depending on where you are. Like, there's Brazilian and Cuban and that kind of thing, each with their different name and,
oh.
like, focus, essentially.
I thought you meant, like, tree branches, like
yeah.
olive branch, and then, like, birch branch.
It's, like, a grafted, it's an ultra-grafted tree that can give you bananas or, like, pineapple. Just kidding, that's not a pineapple. Anyway. So I
what?
Just
Wait, what did you say?
I don't know. Okay.
I was like
so,
half zoning out.
I just thought, okay, so you're like a tree with a bunch of different branches, and then I thought of
I
grafting,
mean,
and then
it
was
like that.
Bananas and pineapples, and then I was like, but pineapples don't grow on trees. Did you know how pineapples are grown?
Yeah.
And they're
You grow them from the floor.
Songs.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
They have them in Hawaii.
The people, other criminal places. Charges aren't being considered until the fire is extinguished.
Oh, crap.
These people aren't being charged with the amount of land that's burned because
well,
of their
not
actions.
Yet. They'll get charged eventually. And
they're charged at the end.
Yeah, when they figure out how much
it how much
costs
is burned.
Them.
But how is a person going to pay
for
all
that
land?
Yeah, damn.
They're not
going to
be able to.
With their wallet.
With their life.
The, like, the amount that they've burnt is like half of what Trump owes in taxes.
God, I...
The fact that I paid $750 in taxes within 2 years.
I'm like, I paid more and I'm a kid.
Yeah. Anyways, go again, Eli.
So, I decided to focus on the West African voting. That's actually how you pronounce it.
Voting.
I looked it up. Yeah, voting.
Like and voting in the president?
Yeah. Well, it's like a U. It's like voting.
Oh, never mind.
And then, which like, which inspired Louisiana Voodoo, which is like probably the most well-known, like in like culture generally. So, voting focuses
cool.
around like a voting spirits and other elements of divine essence that govern the earth. So, like essentially, there's like spirits, right? Some, what's it called? It centers around Ma'u or Ma'u, which is the divine creator, right? Divine creator.
This
creator.
Is not comfortable.
Yeah, you can tell.
Stop!
So
I'm
they,
sorry, Eli.
It's fine, it's fine. It's actually really fun watching you like that. Alright. So they created everything, right?
Yeah.
And including the spirits that are in the creation, right? So essentially, creation is also considered, like, spiritually powerful. And so these major deities are, like, everything. So they can like, be individual, like, they can be, like, the sun, or they can cover general concepts, like, protections of tribes and stuff. And so that they have, like, a lot of medicines and herbal remedies. And what?
I'm sorry. I looked out, I'm listening to you, but I looked out at Winter, he just... Like, eyes
right.
open so wide as you're talking, like, you said something terrible.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
It's fine, it's fine. And so, they also believe in talismans or fetishes, which are...
Fetishes?
Yeah, that's why I laughed before.
Like, sexual fetishes?
No,
you just got
no.
Winter's attention.
So, they're, like, objects such as statues or dried animal or human parts that
I'm
are
not excited
for
anymore.
Healing or spiritually rejuvenating properties. And they're also used
I can't
in
see.
Ritualistic, like, dances and stuff. And so it's considered, and so they're, like, essentially objects inhabited by spirits, and that, like, is the base of it. And,
whoa.
Yeah, and so they're able to perform different tasks through those objects according to their stage of development, like, as a spirit, so there's, like, a spiritual hierarchy.
Ooh.
And then they can be combined together, right, as, like, some sort of, like, I'm trying to think of a good simile here. The only thing I can think of is Bionicles, and that's not right. Okay, but no, but they can be bind together in the construction of shrines, which can call forth, like, specific Abodan and their associated powers for, like, specific reasons. And then Louisiana Voodoo.
Wait, before
yeah,
you go.
What is it?
You said that there's, like, ties to Catholicism, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because
okay.
I see one. You want to know this reminded me of?
What is it?
Is, if I remember correctly, like, Catholicism has, like, relics.
Yeah, okay.
And, like,
well, that,
it reminds me of that.
Well,
that was also early Christianity. And also, I got a rant about that for a second. So.
Isn't there, like, vials of, like, Jesus' blood?
Supposedly.
What?
Okay,
yeah.
So a lot of relics were basically made up during
oh,
the period
my, yes.
where everyone just claimed relics and then made a shit ton of money on them.
Right.
A heck ton of money. So much money. Oh my
yeah,
gosh.
They're like priceless now.
Yeah,
right?
And then there was one of my favorite stories was there was a bridal, right? And then a knight was looking for a relic of like a saint. I forgot what it was, right? And then this devious, it's not a pastor. It's not a pastor. There's
priest.
A word. What's the leader of it? Yeah, priest, right? He was like, hey, knight, this here bridal is a relic of that saint that you're looking for. And I have seen his healing powers at work, right? And so the guy believed him. And it wasn't. He was just a normal bridal. But then the story said that because the knight believed it was a bridal, like it was a relic, God turned it into a relic.
Well.
And that thing was a great story. It's
that's funny.
I guarantee you, what happened at the time was the priest, like, absolutely bamboozled the knight, and the knight, like, was like, oh, I found the relic, and then he was just like, nope, this wasn't anything, and then the knight was just like, well,
it
God
is
made
now.
One now! Yeah.
Consider it made.
Relics are wild. But the main reason why they're slightly compatible is because of that spiritual hierarchy and, like, intercession for human needs, you know? So, like, they believe in, like, so, you know, with Catholics, you pray to, like, different saints if you want different, like, stuff accomplished, right?
Excuse me?
What? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Mostly you just pray to God. That's not entirely true. You do pray to the Virgin Mary or Virgin of Guadalupe, depending on which section, but sort of, but
sorry,
also
I should
not
have focused one second. I think it's Roman Catholicism.
Probably Roman. I wouldn't be surprised. Roman Catholicism is very different than what I practice.
Yeah.
Which I just call Mexican Catholicism because I'm not sure exactly what it is.
All right. Let's see. I gotta look. Anyway, but that is what I saw. It was.
That makes sense.
It was, yeah. So it was similar in that there's like spirits that can intercede for you. And so Louisiana voodoo, right, was brought to French Louisiana during the colonial period by sub-Saharan Africans brought as slaves, right? So, you know, it hopped over from West Africa over to Louisiana, right?
Yeah.
And so now, after, like, history changed a lot in America, it's, instead of focusing on, like, talismans and stuff, or fetishes.
Talismans?
Talismans?
Yeah, I think it is talismans.
Oh, frick, I've been saying it wrong this whole time. Okay. Winter, I have a request.
What?
Edit talisman over every single
talisman. No, I'm not doing
talisman.
That. That's what's so annoying.
Like, edit.
No.
Fix my mistake.
I'm not doing that.
Alright.
We have
no
you
one
pronouncing
cares.
That.
For the
one
listeners, I'm sorry. This literally happens all the time. Like, for
I don't think
minute.
It's a big deal.
We have
I thought
the cryptid episode, we pronounce, there's like three that we all pronounce so wrong.
We don't pronounce so many of them.
What was the
okay.
one that you did over that
but
I was.
Listen.
No.
For the first 14 years of my life, I thought...
Oliver said spooky pasta.
That was so great. I thought, what's it called? Delinquent was deliquent.
Oh, buddy.
And or, what's it called? Deliquent. One of the two.
Deliquent.
Yeah, it wasn't delinquent. I didn't even know what that word was.
I just found out last year I've been pronouncing massacre wrong my whole life.
Massacre?
Massacre.
If you want to cure the mass.
Oh, that's what
massacre.
I thought it was. Or refrigerator.
Refrigerator.
That's how it's spelled.
Wow. That, I actually like that a lot.
It's how I pronounced it until I was like 8.
Okay,
back to...
Yeah.
Reading.
So, it's, involves a lot of singing, essentially, as important rituals of voodoo worship. And so they're like, these songs that they sing are passed on orally for like literally hundreds of years. And they're accompanied by patting, clapping, or foot stomping, but not drum playing, unless it is part of the weekly public ceremony in the Congo Square in New Orleans during slavery time.
Huh.
So like, that was kind of ditched. And then, essentially the songs are sung to give descriptions of personalities of this, of like the same deities of voodoo, such as like their names, their dislikes, origins, responsibilities, strengths, and weaknesses. And they're like either sung to the deity, or sometimes like from, like through the deity. So like they sing as if they are the deity. It's really
interesting. Oh, I see.
It's like they're a representation of it.
Yeah.
And what's really weird is that many of the songs mirror tunes of the Catholic Church, as well as associate it with like Catholic saints with African deities. Again, you know, they're like, that actually kind of ties into your, no, it's not paganism. I'm trying to think of the word.
Right.
Polytheistic. Yeah, polytheistic. So, you know, they're incorporating, like, multiple, like, spiritual authorities.
Huh.
And so, there are four phases during that voodoo ritual, as all identifiable, like, by the song being sung, and that's preparation, invocation, possession, and farewell. So, you know, like, you're preparing for the spirit, you're, like, invoking the spirit, you're, like, bringing it to you, possession, where you, like, are the spirit or speaking to the spirit, and then the farewell, where you say goodbye to it.
Whoa.
And, yeah, so, like, that's, like, the song.
I
want to
become a spirit.
And then everything else you see in New Orleans is just stuff they're trying to sell you.
Oh.
So, like,
which is not surprising.
Yeah. Of course, there's definitely people who believe in, like, stuff like voodoo dolls and stuff, but...
Are you you telling me that the voodoo doll I made of you and beat you up didn't work?
Probably not. Bro.
Well.
Okay. Story time.
Ah.
I want... You know this, like, cute little, like, yarn?
Yes, I have, like, 50 of those.
Okay, I had, like, one of them.
Oh.
And then I bring it to school, and I threaten people with it.
I usually do the same thing.
I, like, got it at, like, Big Al's, and then suddenly believed it had mysterious qualities.
No, I did the same thing. I have one or whatever, and you know that myth where if you take a piece of that person's hair and tie it around their neck, it becomes them?
Yeah.
So my friends and I, who used to hate, like, the bullies in my class in third grade, would go, like, find pieces of their hair at their desk and just... Then just
so
literally
scary.
Start stabbing the voodoo
dolls.
Oh my pencils.
God.
I was.
With pencils? That's
problem
insane.
Child.
I used to use needles because that was like stereotypical, but pencils is like brutal.
We
killed
it.
Can you imagine if that actually worked?
Well,
just, like,
she had a broken leg like 3 weeks later. Not because of that, we just thought that we had that power because it was really like, you know, what a great coincidence.
Yeah.
Stab her with pencils.
3 weeks later.
It was great.
Close enough.
Well, it's only one piece of hair.
Your
I'm sure
your voodoo
hair
request is processing.
Yeah.
Please
it's pending,
wait.
Approved, sent, etc.
Leg broken.
Also, I think
it's like the loan of the bank.
Also, it got messed up somewhere along there, because if they were being stabbed and they only got their leg broken.
Who said what part I was stabbing? What
Sorry.
If I intentionally chose the leg?
I would have assumed not.
I purposely use your hair and stab your tongue, and I'm waiting. It should be in about a week.
Alright.
We
so
should make.
I know.
We should actually. Never mind. I just thought of the most effed up thing, and we're not going to say that on the podcast.
Say it.
No, not on the
edit
podcast.
Edit it.
Okay, just
more
edit
drama.
It out. What is it?
I don't know. I'm just going to not say it.
Why?
On another note, you can't say, I thought of something, but I'm not going to tell any of you because it's just not okay.
You're terrible about
it's
that.
Not okay.
You are the worst about that.
Well,
you're
okay,
like,
that's
mind.
Just because I say something and then you can't hear it.
It's
because
you talk
like,
to yourself.
You're like,
yeah.
And we're like, what? And you're like, and then you're
I'm sorry. I'm really, okay, I'm not talking most of the time. And then when I don't repeat myself, it's because it isn't worth the effort of telling you. Like, it's not anything.
I hate that.
It makes me
but
so
wait
mad.
Wait a second. Obviously, it's something super important.
What?
Full parts of his thought.
He's practicing.
He's invoking a deity.
I mean,
oh,
crap.
Also, I looked it up.
I fuck all over it.
Bro, mumble rapping 100.
Oliver is the worst person I know.
Who's the best? Me?
Oliver has a... Guys, you can't see this. Oliver's holding a knife right now.
He's holding it straight to Winter's neck against the
well,
door.
Okay, that's not true. But he is pointing a knife at me from a distance. A safe distance. 6 feet.
Corona safe distance.
Yeah, 6 feet, of course.
Who says Oliver can't, like, spring forward?
You know what would be so
I mean, he can, spring
ooh,
forward.
Okay, well, that's a pocket knife. That's kind of different.
He
but
could,
I can feel the weight of it.
He could throw a knife
I'm
or
saying,
jump at me with a knife.
That would not put very much force behind it. Unless you did it right. You'd have to
Who's
do
saying that I don't have a
like
gun
that,
right now
like
behind
slash.
My back?
I am.
Because both of your hands are in front of
I
you.
I can
well,
see
it's just
behind
like
your back
resting against my back. It's like,
oh, wait,
that's
you're
not
one
even
of those
a key.
People.
It's like in my underwear.
Bro, I once saw a really weird ass.
I usually
on
keep
TV
it shoved up my butt crack.
What?
Is that what you use the lard for?
Yeah.
It all comes together. Okay.
It all came full circle.
In Texas, they actually run a heck ton of gun protection ads. One of them, I'll talk about two of them. One of them is a bed headboard where you can punch through the bed headboard like it's like on a spring.
Wait, what?
And then a gun drops in your hand. It's like if you hear something at the door, it's just like and then you just have a shotgun.
What if the gun like what if the trigger like hit your head and it just fired?
That'd be well,
it's a trigger.
You're supposed to keep it on safety like all
oh, yeah.
the time and at least in some most cases unloaded.
Yeah.
Okay. And the second thing was this was by far the dumbest thing I've ever seen. It's like you clip it into your pants, right? And then it's like a cloth that goes down and then loops back up with a tab like that sticks out.
Oh,
and then you're supposed to pull it out and then gun. It's like American Ninja. You're just like, psh, gun.
No, that's a more common type of holster where it's like a hidden holster.
I don't
but
like
it's
that
a pocket
holster.
For your gun to be in.
But most of them
don't
work.
It would look like a
really
unsightly bulge that you have, like, all the time. That'd be annoying.
It's normally also, like, a sign.
I already have one of those.
Alright.
Anyway.
We just got a lethal weapon.
It's the gun.
Well, okay, you did not just say
it. You just said anyways, like, five times.
We might edit that one out. No, not just that, what I said, too.
Wait, what'd you say? What did he say?
Oliver said, or
I've
Eli
said
it, like...
at least five times now.
No, Eli said that, like, it would be an inconvenient bulge, and I said, I already got one of those. And then Eli said that you've already got a lethal weapon.
Oh, lordy.
But, yeah, I don't think that would work at all. Like, especially with the jeans I'm wearing right now. Like, I like to keep them, like, as tight as possible, like, belt-wise.
I don't know, my pants, it would work very well.
For sure. Except everyone would see that, which is, like, the
point. Well, that's why I put it on my butt crack.
No, that's the point, is I'm kidding.
It would work all right.
That's why I put it up my ass.
It's stretchy, though.
Because it's
really
pliable.
It's kind of. All
right.
Anyone who's listening to what I just
this
said.
This is a mess.
Third plan. Because it's winding down. It's like conversation that just gets worse.
All right, should we wrap it up?
I was just going to say, Eli, with voodoo, is Haitian? I'm not sure how to say it in English.
Yeah.
Haiti, like in French.
Haiti. The Haiti section of voodoo does use voodoo dolls and stuff like that.
All right,
and
so
it's more
like based. A different focus.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I wasn't looking at the right
While it comes from the same roots, it's just a different practice. A different
That's
way
what
to
I'm
practice
saying.
It.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, he was talking about Louisiana, so.
Yeah, he was.
Sweet home, Louisiana.
Wait, were you talking about Louisiana?
So
New
apparently
Orleans,
Louisiana is just a melting pot of voodoo.
Well, wait, New Orleans is
I guess
New
so,
Orleans
yeah.
Is
yeah.
Louisiana. Don't listen to me.
New Orleans is a state.
Yes. Nuh-uh.
Totally.
It's
a
territory. It's a
country.
Still not confirmed.
Should we end the podcast?
No.
We really should start winding back down.
Wait, one question.
Close it up, yes.
If there was a territory in America that was surrounded by states, the state lines would border it, would it just become a state?
Probably.
Yeah.
Makes sense. I like
Probably.
It.
Well, look at D.C.
Also, did you know Idaho just, like, took a huge chunk out of Washington? Washington basically would have been Idaho. It's really funny.
Part of, I think it's, like, Oregon wants to, like become Idaho.
Why?
I'm calling the, hey!
It's, like, the conservative part of Oregon, and they think that, like, the liberals in Portland are, like, controlling their lives, so they
want to
leave.
We don't want them. Tell them.
They need to get rid of the, what's it called? The way we currently elect presidents?
The Electoral College.
Yes, please.
Can we... Okay, we should not make
Actually,
this
Actually, did you... Okay, one thing. Did you
this
know
is like a complete tangent. Let's talk
Wait.
About this after.
Okay, fine.
Okay, if you guys haven't already, be sure to check us out on our social media.
Follow
our
my Instagram.
Our Linktree has our
everything.
Instagram, our Twitter.
Everything.
Yeah, literally everything.
Literally everything.
Be sure to
Don't
check out our previous
deep.
Episodes. Still
check out
we
my
have
SoundCloud.
Oceans, aliens, cryptids, ghosts, and religion. And thank you for listening.
Check out my SoundCloud.
Bye.
I will show you my epic rap battle skills.